You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, everybody. I am back, and it is another edition of Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Back from vacation, and here we go. Another week talking Detroit Lions football with you on Megaphone.fm. And, of course, you can get Locked On Lions on the brand-new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Lions. Good to be back from vacation and talking Lions football with you. We're going to start our series this week and into next week of the five Lions, the five Detroit Lions that I believe in 2019 can be making their Pro Bowl debuts. Last year we had a list. We put it out there and we swung and missed on all five. This year we're starting anew. Of course, last year we had Darius Slay make the Pro Bowl, and I think Don Muehlbach was added as an alternate as the long snapper a little bit later in the selection process. But regardless, here we go. We've got it broken down, and I believe that we're going to come up with a pretty good list here of the five Detroit Lions that can be first-time Pro Bowlers. Now, you look at the roster now, today, on July 8th, and that's where today is, the Monday, July 8th, and the Tuesday, July 9th, and you see that, yes, Darius Slay has made two Pro Bowls. Snacks Harrison, somebody that could probably make a Pro Bowl and deserves it at some point. But other than that, there really aren't any other Lions that have been there. Matthew Stafford has made it. We're talking about five guys that have never made it, that can make it this season, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Also, coming up on Locked On Lions today, an ode to a former Detroit broadcaster, sports broadcaster, and play-by-play man who was back in town. I want to give a little background on the great Mario Mpemba, who was back in town this past weekend calling Boston Red Sox baseball on the radio after being dumped by the Tigers and Fox Sports Detroit after an incident that took place. I want to give you my thoughts on it and go a little outside the box here, as there's really not a lot going on with the Lions. Let's be honest, folks. We're in July 8th. This is the most downtime for the NFL that you will ever find. Everybody always talks about, well, the NFL is 365 days a year, and it is for the most part. But you get to late June, early July. Free agents have all been signed. Draft picks have all been signed. Mini camps have gone on. Trades have happened. Mandatory camps, everything, you know, OTAs. Now, not until we really get to July 25th, when the entire Detroit Lions team reports to Allen Park for year two of the Matt Patricia era, are we really going to get into the meat and the mashed potatoes and gravy, the meat and potatoes of this whole season. At least for right now, it is pretty much a down period when we're talking about your Detroit Lions and really the rest of the NFL. All right, so I'm looking at the NFC Pro Bowlers for 2019's game in Orlando for the 2018 season, but the game was, of course, in Orlando in 2019. What was the date of that game? I think it was January 20th or something. January 27th in Orlando. Now, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. What I care about is the fact that year after year, it seems like the Lions, not that they get hosed, not that they, you know, anything's unfair. There's just not a lot of Lions on the team. There just isn't a lot of Detroit representation. A couple of years ago, Slay and Lang and TJ Lang made it. Ziggy Ansah made it years ago. Matthew Stafford made it years ago. It's time for the Lions to break through and for some of their younger players to get recognized, and it's time for them to get better. It's time for you to get excited about it. So player number one, and this is in no particular order, but player number one that I believe has a chance to make the Pro Bowl is a wide receiver. Now, I look at some wide receivers out of the National Football Conference from 2018 season that made the Pro Bowl. You got Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Thomas, New Orleans Saints, Adam Thielen, Minnesota Vikings, Devontae Adams, Green Bay Packers, and then Julio got hurt and was replaced by Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, And Michael Thomas was injured and was replaced by Amari Cooper of the Dallas Cowboys. Those are six very, very strong receivers in the NFC. Julio, Thomas, Thielen, Devontae, Mike Evans, and Amari Cooper. Does the young kid, does Kenny Golladay have what it takes to break through and be a part of that group in 2019? I think he does. Let's talk about Kenny Golladay for a second. 6'4", 213 pounds, entering his third season as a Detroit Lion. Was a third-round pick out of Northern Illinois in 2017. And as a rookie, played in 11 games before getting hurt and had some very good flashes. Caught 28 balls for 477 yards and three touchdowns. You saw him shine in some pretty big spots as a rookie, and you said, wow, man, Bob Quinn knows how to pick him in the middle rounds. Because Kenny Golladay can play. And then last year, KG Beast, as he's known by our good friend Mike Vanderpool at Heart of a Lions fan, he only missed one game, and his numbers went way up. He went from 28 catches as a rookie to 70 catches last year for 1,063 yards, five touchdowns, including in that a 60-yard touchdown catch. Kenny Golladay was 31st in the NFL in receptions, 17th in the league in receiving yards, and his five touchdowns tied for 38th in the league. What does Pro Football Focus think of Kenny Golladay? Well, he received a grade of 81.1, which ranked him tied for 19th in the NFL. That's pretty darn good when you look at receivers and what Kenny Golladay can bring to the table. The question now is, heading into year three, can KG Beast, can the tall kid from Northern Illinois, can this kid who just, by the way, if you missed it, he put a giant lion on his back. He has a giant back tattoo. And thanks to our friends at Lions Wire, I think it was Jeff Risden, posted the article about it, but a giant lion with a crown on its head that says KG on it, Kenny Golladay. This is a humongous back tattoo. Oh my gosh. Kenny Golladay has the back tattoo. He's got the numbers. And I like I said, he's my first choice to be a possible Pro Bowl player next season. I'm interested in your thoughts on it. If you have any, on Twitter, we are at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Do you think Kenny Golladay can make the Pro Bowl in 2019 in just his third season? The list I went over are all veteran receivers. It's not like these are guys that just are in their third season. Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, Adam Thielen, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, and Amari Cooper all are veterans. All have been around. And part of their success and part of them getting recognized is the fact that you have to earn your stripes to make the game. There is a very good argument made last year that Darius Slay did not have his best season, yet based on reputation, based on years in the league, a big play Slay made it. Can Kenny Golladay turn the trick and become the first Lions Pro Bowl wide receiver since Golden Tate make the Pro Bowl as a Lion? I wanted to say Calvin Johnson, but I believe Golden Tate made. I got to double see. I'm gonna totally do this off the cuff here. I thought Golden Tate made the Pro Bowl as a Lion. Now I could be wrong, but I have to double check this. Golden Tate, Pro Bowl in 2014. Yes, he would be the first Detroit Lion Kenny Golladay receiver since Golden Tate to make the Pro Bowl, 2014. Couple of questions on Golladay. Number one. Is the Lions offense, under new offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel, under now safe and nice and easy quarterback Matthew Stafford, could the Lions offense feature a Pro Bowl wide receiver? I'm going to answer that question in a second, coming up next. But first, want to remind you, if your company wants to reach an upscale male audience and your company's ad should be running right here on Locked On Lions. To get your company connected with this audience, send me an email at DairySpeaks locked@gmail.com if you want to come aboard and be a sponsor, or email locked@lockedonpodcast.com to get more details about increasing your business. We'd love to have you on with us. We've had some great clients over the years here on Locked On Lions. I believe this is going to be my fourth season doing Locked On Lions and hosting the podcast. We're over 600 episodes. I'm easy to deal with. The prices are good. So get more details on increasing your business. Again, email me, DerrySpeaks@gmail.com, DerrySpeaks@gmail, or locked@lockedonpodcast.com to get more details about increasing your business. All right, welcome back to the program. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, for a Monday, July 8th and a Tuesday, July 9th. Thanks for listening. Again, this week we are revealing our five players that could be first-time Pro Bowlers on your Detroit Lions. First player we've selected is Kenny Golladay, the wide receiver number 19, entering year number 3. Tremendous jump, like I said, from a year ago. Everybody is on the Golladay bandwagon in terms of could be a big fantasy player this year. People are excited about Kenny Golladay. And, you know, the question is, could he be a Pro Bowl receiver? And you look at the Lions' offense, and you have to ask that question, because the Lions' offense is going to be based upon what? Well, we know this, running the football. That's the offense. That's what the Lions are going to be doing. They're going to be running the football. There were games last year where Kenny Golladay was not targeted enough. At Minnesota, where was he? 4 targets. Against Seattle, 1 target. At Miami, 2 targets. At Dallas, 4 targets. Ridiculous. How many times was Kenny Golladay targeted in double figures this year, if you had to guess? You'd probably say 7, 8. Half the games, he's got to be targeted double figure times. 4. The opener against the Jets, 12. At the Bears, 13. Home against Carolina, which was his best game of the year, or second best game of the year, when he had 8 catches for 113 yards, was targeted 15 times. And then in the second to last game against Minnesota, targeted 15 times in the home loss to the Vikings. He had 3 100-yard receiving games against the Jets, 114 yards, against Carolina, 113, and against Buffalo, where he made some just incredible catches, where he had his 7-catch, 146-yard game. But 5 touchdowns, 119 targets, not enough for Kenny Golladay. And the question has to be asked, could he be a Pro Bowler if he's not going to be targeted enough? And that's the biggest concern. You've got a weapon that can really get the job done, that can make big plays, that is young and spry and easily your best outside force and weapon. But if this is going to be a running attack, this is going to be an offense that is based upon the run and getting Kerryon Johnson some touches and getting other guys involved on the ground, C.J. Anderson, Zach Zenner, whomever. Will there be enough balls and will there be enough opportunities for Golladay? I put him on this list because the answer is yes. It is going to be prudent. It is going to be important of Daryl Bevel and Matthew Stafford to keep feeding number 19. You look at his size, his stature, his strength, and I think he plays with a ray of confidence. He has got to get the football more. Now, there's some very good cornerbacks in this division. I get it. You know, we talked about the Bears having some guys that are fantastic in terms of coverage. Kyle Fuller. You look at in Minnesota, right? Xavier Rhodes. There's some good cover corners in the NFC North. But Kenny Golladay deserves some love. And I think despite what the offense is built upon, despite what Matt Patricia says and Daryl Bevel say, and even to an extent Matthew Stafford, there's got to be a way for the Lions to find Kenny Golladay in open space. There should never be games where we're talking about 4 targets against Arizona. four targets at Minnesota, one target against Seattle, two targets at Miami. That's ridiculous. Only targeted in double figures four out of the 15 games that he played. That is unacceptable. He's got to be targeted 8, 9, 10, 11 times a game. Now, I understand the Lions drafted T.J. Hockenson in the first round as a tight end. They've got Jesse James now. They still have Theo Riddick, at least on the roster for now, as a target out of the backfield. They were doing dink and dunk the most of the second half last year. Some of it might have been Matthew Stafford couldn't throw the ball down the field because his back was broken, allegedly. I think Kenny Golladay has the potential to sneak into the Pro Bowl in 2019. But he's got to be targeted more than what he was last year. 119 targets is just not enough. It's just not enough. So, you know, Marvin Jones made my list last year. I don't see him making my list this year. We're going to get to numbers 2, 3, 4, and 5 this week and into next week. But that's my pick. Kenny Golladay, at least first up on my list of five Lions that could be first-time Pro Bowlers come next season. We shall see. Hey, when you're driving to work or from work or around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked on Lions, and we will be right there with you for the drive. And we mentioned before the Himalaya Podcast app. You can get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked on Lions on the new Himalaya Podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya. With their personally curated playlists and new features every day, download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked on Lions. All right, let's wrap things up today by stepping away from the Lions and the NFL for a second here. I want to give a little shout-out and an ode to a friend of mine and somebody that definitely deserves better. And that is Mario Impemba, one of the voices on the radio side for the Boston Red Sox. If you recall, Mario spent, I think it was 17 seasons. I think, was it 17? Mario Impemba spent many years as the TV play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers on Fox Sports Detroit. He's a Michigan State grad. He's a former Oakland U supporter and dad. And play-by-play man for the Golden Grizzlies. And he's an all-around very, very good guy. And Mario did a very good job as Tigers play-by-play man on TV for many years. He was back in town this weekend calling the games for the Boston Red Sox on the radio because Mario, of course, was let go, basically fired, by Fox Sports Detroit at the end of last season after this incident that occurred in Chicago in which Mario Impemba and his TV partner, analyst Rod Allen, got into an altercation. There were reports that Rod attacked Mario, strangled him. Rod denied it. Mario has said nothing about it publicly. Mario says he knows the truth. Rod says he knows the truth, whatever it is. Regardless, Fox decided to wash their hands of the entire situation, get rid of both guys, and move on. And never come forward and say anything publicly. Mario, quoted in the newspaper over the weekend, was interviewed. And I thought about calling him and putting him on the podcast. I'm not going to do that and blister him. He's been through hell. All right? Mario's upset and angry. You know why? Because Mario didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. And FSD and the Tigers decided, let's just sweep this under the rug and get him out of here. His contract was up anyway. Let's get rid of Rod, too. And move along here. And, you know, I think the broadcasts have taken a step back. I liked those two together, even though they didn't get along. But Mario was interviewed over the weekend and said he's still angry and still bitter. And I don't blame him. And, you know, if you know how the Detroit Tigers operate, and unfortunately I do for all these years, and I'm not a Tigers fan. You guys know that by now, listening to me from my radio days. I'm an Indians fan. But there are many occasions, where that organization doesn't treat people very well. They didn't treat me very well for a little while. I'm not going to go into a deep example. Here's the bottom line. Mario came back this weekend, calling game for the Red Sox, about 70, 75 games to the Sox on the radio. Mario should never have lost his job. He's a Detroiter through and through. He's been a Tigers voice for years. He's very good. All right? Rod's not working. No one picked him up. Mario was scooped up by the Boston Red Sox, one of the class organizations of all time. The Red Sox really care about their broadcast, like big time. And this year with the radio and in some situations that they've had, they basically have like a cavalcade of announcers this year to go along with Joe Castiglione, their longtime radio guy, who's getting up there in age and not doing as many games. So they brought in Mario, they've brought in Chris Berman, and others. And they really stress how their broadcasts sound. Mario got hosed and got mistreated. Should still be doing the Tigers. And I give him credit. He came back to Comerica Park. He did some interviews. He shook hands with people. He did the best he could. That's a tough situation, man. That's tough. To feel the way he's felt, to feel as angry as he has, and he should be. How would you like to get attacked at work and then get fired? Give me a break. So shout out to Mario Mpemba. I like the guy a lot. He's always been good to me. He came to our U of D Jesuit High School career fair a couple years ago. He talked to everybody. Anytime the Tigers asked him to do anything in the community, or the people at Fox, to show up at a school or whatever it was, he was always there. And you got people in the media making jokes about chairs because they read the stories in the newspaper about they were arguing over some chair or something. You got other broadcasters in town at luncheons cracking jokes. It's classless crap. This is a good guy, Detroiter, one of us, loved his Tigers, loved in the past tense, and came back to town this weekend, and I'm giving him some props. So shout out to Mario Mpemba from me and the folks at Locked On Lions. Well, the folks are me. All right, so that'll do it for Locked On Lions. We'll be back tomorrow with player number two of who would possibly become a first-time Pro Bowler for your Detroit Lions. Today's was Kenny Golladay. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.